Espresso English Podcast, Episode 14, Difference Between Say, Tell, and Speak. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. If you frequently confuse the words say, tell, and speak, you're not alone. These are some of the most commonly confused English words. In this lesson, I'll teach you the rules for the difference between them. Let's start with the word tell. Tell means to give information to a person. So the word tell in the present and told in the past are always followed by a person. Here are some examples. Tell me about the movie. Did you like it? Peter, I told you not to eat any cookies before dinner. Did you tell Sam about what happened at school today? The police told us that the situation was under control. Derek and Melissa told everybody that they were engaged to be married. You should tell her what you think about her idea. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone your secret. You can see in all of these examples that tell and told are always followed by a person. Tell me, told you, tell Sam, told us, told everybody, tell her, and tell anyone. With the word say in the present or said in the past, we can use these structures. Say something. For example, Frances says she doesn't like chocolate. We can also say that something. For example, Frances says that she doesn't like chocolate. Or, I said that the new website design was great. After say or said, it's optional whether or not to include the word that. We can also use the structure say something to a person. For example, what did the teacher say to you when you failed the test? And finally, if we're directly repeating something a person said, we can say it like this. Nice to meet you, Harry said. Don't make this common mistake. He said to me that he had to leave. The word say or said cannot be followed directly by a person. You need to say, he told me that he had to leave. Remember, you tell a person and you say a statement. Finally, let's look at the word speak. Use speak in the present and spoke in the past with languages and with talking in general with no specific details about what was said. We can also use speak with someone and speak to someone. For example, I speak English. Does Donna speak Italian? Emma is going to speak in front of 500 people at the conference. We spoke to the boss this morning. I need to speak with you about the new project. Again, spoke describes a general conversation with no specific details. If we want to include specific details, we would use say or tell. Speak with someone and speak to someone are the same. The word with implies a little more of a dialogue. And speak to someone can be used when only one person is doing the talking. You can also say talk to someone or talk with someone. These are the same as speak with and speak to. However, you can't use talk with languages. Don't say, I don't talk Chinese. The correct sentence is, I don't speak Chinese. So let's review the basic difference. The word tell is always followed immediately by a person. Tell me, tell you, tell your mother, etc. The word say is always followed by a statement. We can use the structures say something or say that something. And we use the word speak with languages as well as for conversations in general with no specific details about what was said. This lesson was a free sample from the ebook 600 Confusing English Words Explained. This book will help clear up your doubts about how to use English words correctly so that you can speak and write more confidently. If you'd like to get the ebook, visit espressoenglish.net and look for 600 plus Confusing English Words Explained. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.